God has given us.
咁因此系我哋一齐停落嚟反省、回想同埋回应上帝所赐下丰富恩典嘅时候。
We're thankful for our jobs, our families, and the wonderful country we live in, and so much more.
我哋为到我哋嘅工作、家庭同埋呢个美好嘅国家，同埋更加多其他美好嘅事情而献上感谢。
However, millions in this country see this weekend merely as having an extra day off work.
但其实在这个国家也有很多人只不过是视今日为多一日可以不用上班。
The day, the time off will be used as a day of indulgence, gluttony, and ingratitude.
这一日纯粹是用来纵容自己，吃喝玩乐，没有任何感恩可言。
Feeling thankful for many is the farthest from where they're at.
对他们来说，感恩和感恩节根本完全没有任何关系。
Thanksgiving is the act of giving praise and recognition.
感恩包括着颂赞和纪念。
We recognize and praise God for his bountiful harvest that we experience in our daily lives.
我们纪念和颂赞上帝每一日赐下丰富的收割。
This praise and thanksgiving may take the form of private prayer or public service.
我们的颂赞可能在司徒里面去到发生，也可能是集体的方式进行。
But thanksgiving is more than a day.
但是感恩节不是只是在这一天发生的。
It should be the attitude which all Christians should display every day.
作为基督徒，我们应该每一天都表现出这个感恩的态度。
It should be the attitude which should daily characterize those who are disciplined and are devoted disciples of Christ.
这个感恩的态度是每一个献身自己给主和有纪律的基督徒每天所应该表现出来的。
This morning, I want to take a few moments to share a few reasons why we as Christians should be thankful.
今天早上，我希望分享几个基督徒应该感恩的原因。
They're in no particular order, but their importance to how we see and live life are invaluable.
他们的排名不分先后，但是每一项都对我们的人生观和我们的生活态度有重大的影响。
Firstly, Christians need to be thankful, need to thank God for his greatness.
第一，基督徒需要为到神的伟大去献上感谢。
There was a book that came out a few years ago called When People Are Big and God Is Small by Edward T. Welch.
有一本书由 Edward T. Welch 去到写，他的书名意译为大的人，小小的神。
It describes what I think we in our culture today struggle with.
这本书正正就是去到描述到我们在现代文化里面所挣扎的问题。
We see ourselves in a greater light than we should, and we fail to see God as He truly is.
我们将自我无限扩大，所以未曾能够察觉到上帝的伟大。
In Psalm 145, verse 3, God's greatness is described by the words.
在圣经诗篇里面这样讲，145篇第三节，耶和华是至大的，配受极大的赞美，他的伟大无法测度。
Great is the Lord and most worthy of praise. His greatness no one can fathom.
耶和华是至大的，配受极大的赞美，他的伟大无法测度。
When you read the first chapter of the book of Revelation, we get a picture of the glorified Christ.
当我们去到读启示录第一章的时候，我们就见到荣耀基督的影像。
Majestic and magnificent.
威严而伟大的基督。
He deserves a response worthy of his greatness.
当受到我们恰当极大的响应。
The greatness of God is seen in His person, His power, and His provision.
上帝他自己通过自己的位格、权力和供应显示出他的伟大。
How else should we respond but with praise and thanksgiving?
除了颂赞和感恩，我们还有什么合适的反应呢？
But secondly, Christians need to thank God for His wonderful grace.
第二，基督徒要为到上帝的恩典献上感谢。
Paul writes in 1 Corinthians 1:4.
保罗在哥林多前书第一章第四节这样写。
I always thank my God for you because of His grace given you in Christ Jesus.
我因着神在基督耶稣里赐给你们的恩典，常常为你们感谢我的神。
I'm preaching a series of sermons with the English congregation on grace.
目前我在英语堂那里讲一个系列是有关恩典的道。
Grace is defined as unmerited or undeserved favor.
恩典的定义就是我们不配得的恩惠。
Grace cannot be earned, but it can be experienced and enjoyed.
恩典不可以被人去赚取，而应该是被人经历和享受。
Christians live by God's grace.
基督徒藉住上帝嘅恩典而活。
Learn by God's grace.
我哋藉住上帝嘅恩典去学习。
And serve by God's grace.
我哋更加藉住上帝嘅恩典去服侍。
We are saved, sanctified, secured, and satisfied by God's grace.
在这个恩典之中，我们被洁净、被保护，也都被满足。
It is a gift we all can enjoy.
这个礼物我们人人都可以享受。
The truth of God's grace should cause praise and thanksgiving in the Christian's life.
上帝的恩典应该令到基督徒的生命中勾起颂赞和感恩。
It's unmerited. It's a gift.
这个是我们不配得的，这个是一份礼物。
Think about the other gifts God has given us because of His grace.
我们一起想一下，上帝因为祂的恩典而赐给我们其他的礼物。
The Lord has given us salvation.
上帝赐给我们有救恩。
He's given us His Son to pay our sin debt.
祂以自己的儿子去到支付罪债。
He has given us His Spirit who comforts and empowers us.
祂给我们有圣灵安慰和加力。
He's given us the gifts of the Spirit to build up the church.
去更加圣灵同时去到建立教会，扩展上帝的国度。
And for the furtherance of His kingdom.
去到扩展上帝他自己的国度。
All of this are part of the grace that God has bestowed on us, His children, and they are cause for thanksgiving and for praise.
这些全部都是上帝赐给他们、赐给他儿女的恩典，我们因此要献上颂赞和感谢。
Thirdly, Christians need to thank God for the message of His gospel.
第三，基督徒应该感谢上帝的福音。
The gospel is God's good news regarding the salvation provided for people alienated from God.
福音就是有救恩赐给那些原本与神隔绝的人的一个好消息。
Just imagine where your life would be today if the good news of Jesus had not been shared with you.
我们试一下想象一下，如果没有人跟你分享耶稣基督这个救恩好信息，会是怎样？
Paul acknowledges in Romans 1:16 that preaching the gospel is the power of God to salvation.
保罗在罗马书一章十六节这样写，这福音是神的大能，要救所有相信的。
He is convinced of the power of the gospel to change the lives of those who believe.
保罗相信福音能够改变相信的人他们的生命。
The gospel, which brings the news of salvation for fallen mankind, should produce thanksgiving and praise.
这个福音带给本来堕落的人有重生的机会，我们因此去到献上颂赞和感谢。
Fourthly, Christians need to thank God for His providential guidance.
第四，基督徒要为到上帝的指引而感恩。
There's that familiar passage in Proverbs 3, 5 and 6 that many of us can quote from memory.
在箴言有一段我们很熟悉的经文，箴言第三章五至六节。
Trust in the Lord with all your heart.Lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge Him, and He will direct your path.
你要一心仰赖耶和华，不可倚靠自己的聪明。在你一切所行的路上，都要承认他，他必使你的路径平坦正直。
David declared in Psalm 37:23, "The Lord makes firm the steps of the one who delights in Him."
大卫在诗篇第37篇第23节这样讲，人的脚步是耶和华所立定的，他的道路也是耶和华喜悦的。
To be a disciple of Christ means we're Christ followers.
要成为耶稣的门徒意味着我们就要跟随耶稣。
As I've looked at my own life, I know that if God is not leading, I would be lost.
当我去回想自己的一生，如果没有上帝的指引，我一早已经迷路。
I think all of us can attest to that.
我相信大家都有类似的感觉。
As Christians, we can be assured of and should be thankful for the Lord's personal, practical, positive, and providential guidance in our lives.
作为基督徒，我们因为主同行心被坚定，同时为到主对每个人实际而积极的引导献上感恩。
Fifthly, I believe Christians need to be thankful for the gospel preachers.
第五，基督徒应该为到福音的工人去到感谢神。
Paul writes in 1 Corinthians 9, 13 and 14.
保罗在哥林多前书第九章13至14节这样写。
Don't you know that those who serve in the temple get their food from the temple, and that those who serve in the altar share in what is offered on the altar? In the same way, the Lord commanded that those who preach the gospel should receive their living from the gospel.
难道你们不知道，在圣殿供职的， 就吃殿中的供物，事后祭坛的就分领坛上的祭物吗？主也曾这样吩咐，叫传福音的人靠福音为生。
Now I'm not saying this to exalt myself or any of the pastors here.
我并不是要这样讲去到抬高自己或者其他牧者的身价。
But throughout the course of time, God has called individuals to declare His message of hope and salvation.
但是贯穿着历史，神呼召仆人去到宣告他盼望和救恩的好信息，带领他自己的子民。
God has always had willing servants ready to take up the challenge.
上帝永远有甘愿背起这个挑战的仆人。
There was Noah, Abraham, Moses, Daniel, Joseph, Peter, Paul, and many others, and perhaps, maybe even you.
有挪亚、亚伯拉罕、摩西、但以理、约瑟、彼得、保罗，还有很多其他的人，或者你亦都是在其中。
Our hearts should be filled with thanksgiving and praises for those who have faithfully answered God's call to articulate God's word.
我们的心因为有忠心传讲上帝好信息的人而献上感恩和颂赞。
Lastly, I believe that Christians should be thankful to God for each other.
最后，基督徒应该为到有其他的基督徒而献上感恩。
This weekend marks the 36th anniversary of ECBC.
今年是爱神华人浸信会第36周年纪念。
A lot has happened which has brought both joy and tears. But through it all, what has sustained things has been our relationship with Christ and with one another.
在这些岁月之中有笑有泪，但是中间所维系着的力量就是我们同神和弟兄姊妹之间的关系。
The New Testament is filled with verses speaking about our relationship with one another.
圣经新约经常去到论及我们彼此之间的关系。
Just in the book of Romans, we're called to be devoted to one another.
正是罗马书就经已提及我们被召彼此侍奉。
To honor one another.
要尊敬对方。
To live in harmony with one another.
要互相和睦。
To instruct one another.
要互相劝告。
To accept one another.
要接受对方。
To love one another.
要爱护大家。
To forgive one another.
要饶恕。
To greet one another.
同时要问候众位弟兄姊妹。
The list is quite exhaustive, and when you look at the entire New Testament, it's quite amazing.
当我们去到阅读新约全书的时候，就会发现这个的列表其实是很详尽。
Now, although many of us look the same, we're all pretty different.
虽然我们大家看落都有点似，但其实各有不同。
Our languages are different.
我们语言不同。
Our cultures are different.
文化不同。
Our skin color varies.
肤色不同。
Our personalities are different.
我们性格也都有点不同。
So what is it that brings us all together?
那到底是什么东西带我们走在一起呢？
Ephesians 4:4-6 says,
以弗所书第四章四至六节。
There is one body.
身体只有一个。
And one spirit.
圣灵只有一位。
Just as you were called to one hope.
就像你们蒙召只是藉着一个盼望。
When you are called,
当你蒙召的时候只有一个盼望。
One Lord,
主只有一位。
One faith,
信仰只有一个。
One baptism,
洗礼只有一种。
One God and Father of all,
神只有一位。
Who is over all and through all and in all,
就是万有的父，他超越万有。贯彻万有，并且在万有之中。
We're all part of the family of God, unified in Christ.
我们全部都是神家里的人，在基督里面合而为一。
Look around the congregation today.
你环顾周围的弟兄姊妹。
What do you see?
你见到哪个？你见到什么？
I see a picture of what heaven will be like.
我所见到的是将来天堂的景象。
We are diverse and unique, yet we are unified in Jesus Christ.
我们各有不同，但是在耶稣基督里面成为一体。
And it's not only ECBC.
不单止是爱浸。
Think about the other congregations who use this building with us.
我们也一起去到想下其他分享这个堂子的会众。
Sudanese, Arabic, Ethiopian.
有苏丹的，有阿伯拉罕，对不起，有阿伯拉罕。大家都是阿伯拉罕。阿拉伯的，亦都有埃塞俄比亚的会众。
different yet unified.
我哋各有不同，但喺主里面合一。
For that we should give praise to God.
为此，我哋应该献上感谢俾上帝。
The reason to be thankful starts with God.
感恩由上帝开始。
Continues with God.
在上帝里面延伸。
And in the end finds their fulfillment in God.
最后在上帝里面得着满足。
The psalmist expressed it clearly when he declared in Psalm 100.
诗人在诗篇一百篇那里很清楚地宣告。
Shout for joy to the Lord.
全地应当向耶和华欢呼。
All the earth.
全地。
Worship the Lord with gladness.
应当欢欢喜喜侍奉耶和华。
Come before him with joyful songs.
欢唱着到他的面前。
Know that the Lord is God.
要知道耶和华是神。
It is he who has made us.
他创造了我们。
And we are his.
我们是属他的。
We are his people.
我们是他的子民。
The sheep of his pasture.
也是他草场上的羊。
Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise.
应当充满感恩，进入他的殿门，满口赞美，进入他的园子。
Give thanks to him and praise his name.
要感谢他，称颂他的名。
For the Lord is good.
因为耶和华本是美善的。
And his love endures forever.
他的慈爱永远。
His faithfulness continues through all generations.
他的信实直到万代。
We have much to be thankful in our lives.
在我们生活里面，实在有很多东西值得去到感恩。
Even though there are times in our lives where situations are difficult and there are struggles, we are called to give thanks.
就算可能我们有挣扎，生活里面有困难，我们也都被鼓励要去献上感恩。
As Paul declares in 1 Thessalonians 5:18,
正如保罗在帖撒罗尼加前书第五章十八节。
Give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus.
凡事谢恩，这就是神在基督耶稣里给你们的旨意。
So how do we do that?
咁我哋点样履行呢？
We can be thankful that regardless of what we're experiencing, because we are God's children.
我哋无论喺咩境遇之中，都因为上帝自己嘅爱，亦都系我哋因为系上帝所爱嘅儿女而心存感恩。
We are loved and adored by him.
我哋被佢所爱。
From Paul's words, we see that being thankful is not an option for Christians.
从保罗嘅说话，我哋睇到感恩嘅心喺基督徒嚟讲系一件必然嘅事。
But the benefit of being thankful, it is a way that we declare the goodness and the glory of God.
而感恩嘅好处就系让到我哋去表明上帝嘅美善同埋荣耀。
This is not a comprehensive list of reasons to be thankful.
我所提供嘅呢一份清单唔能够彻底咁样去到记录要感恩嘅原因。
You can probably think of dozens more.
相信大家已经谂到有好多你自己想去到感恩嘅地方。
But as we take time even today to think on those things,
但系当我哋今日去反思感恩嘅理由嘅时候，
I pray that this would be an opportunity to praise him for who he is and what he has done in our lives.
我希望因为上帝自己嘅本性同埋佢喺我哋生命中嘅工作，愿意我哋将颂赞归俾佢。
So thanks be to God for who he is and all that he has done for us through Christ Jesus our Lord.
神啊，因你嘅本性同埋你藉住主耶稣基督成就喺我哋生命中嘅一切，我哋感谢你。
Amen.
Amen.